New Year's Eve, did you see the fireworks in the city last night and how did you rate them? I think my next guest will rate them quite highly, the Lord Mayor of Melbourne, Sally Capp. Good morning.
Happy New Year, Heidi.
Happy New Year to you too, Sally. How'd it go last night from your perspective?
Well, the City of Melbourne was really pleased with how it went. We worked so hard over the year to plan together with Vic Police and other agencies. 400,000 people came into the city, so more than we were expecting, and I think the good weather had something to do with that. But 60,000 families at the MCG for the Yarra Park 9:30 show. Absolutely fantastic, up about 10,000 from last year. So it was happening all over the city. People were very well behaved. And the pyrotechnics and the music, I thought, were absolutely dazzling and very impressive.
Well, good. I'll have to take your word for it because I slept through it all, Sally. I was having to start early. I'm sorry. I don't know how you're still going, actually. Have you had any sleep overnight?
I've had a couple of hours so far, but it's a lovely, lazy day today, Heidi. So
all right.
I think it's time to catch up.
Now, with all those there's a fair bit of rubbish, I guess, around the city.
Yes.
I leave a bit behind them. How's the clean-up going?
Well, we are still going, as you can imagine. We had to work around 400,000 people last night. We actually start the clean-up before the fireworks have even commenced. 172 people in the clean-up crew last night. And that is continuing this morning. You may have seen that we've still got revelers in the city this morning. Fed Square, we've still got a few, Elizabeth Street. So we're working around those. We're pleased with how it's going so far. Still a little bit to do, but really, I guess one of the learnings from last night was that we could certainly do with more bins. There were quite a lot of overflowing bins, so we've got to look at how we can do some more temporary bins next year. But if that was the, you know, the biggest issue we had, then we're really pleased.
Yeah, it's not the worst issue to have the next morning. In fact, it's probably
the
littlest one that you could have. We did go out for a look this morning. Samantha Locock, program producer, we took a few photographs. We'll put them on the website, 3aw.com.au. But you're hopeful it'll
sure
all be tidied up.
That, Heidi.
Tidied up by the end of the day.
Yes.
Any issues with illegal fireworks across the municipality that you know of?
No major incidents, but I'm just so surprised that people still try to do this because, of course, you have to have a licence to use fireworks, and there are good reasons for that because they are dangerous. And I've just heard you talking to the team dealing with the fire in Swan Hill, but also, you know, personal injuries that come from fireworks. It's pyrotechnics, it's fire that we're dealing with.
Yep.
And the fines are hefty and it's a criminal act. So it surprises me that people are still trying to do this.
Well, you might want to tune in after the 9 o'clock news, Sally. I have a little story from in the city this morning, if you can believe it. This morning,
right.
Illegal fireworks.
Okay, still revelers going.
Certainly.
All right, I will listen in.
Final question for you, Sally.
Yes.
2019, the year of?
Oh, the year of us making a significant positive impact for people experiencing homelessness in the city.
Oh, great. Any New Year's resolutions for you personally?
Oh, gosh, Heidi, I always start with the usual, you know, be more healthy, exercise more, eat better food, drink more water. Let's see how I go. Day one is always a good start.
It's always the day.
What I want to do is do more live performances. I want to go to, I should say. I don't need to do any.
All right, Sally Capp, Lord Mayor of Melbourne, thank you very much for your time.